I remember her telling me one day that she stood by her kitchen window, as she did most mornings, and saw three boys across the road waiting by the bus stop. Well, at least she thought they were boys standing there. Every morning she waved at them until the bus came. It was only by chance that one morning she happened to glance again at the bus stop after she heard the bus drive off. She became a little confused when she realised that the boys were still there waving at her, as they should have been on the bus. After looking a little closer, she only then realised that the boys were in fact trees and the waving hands were the branches. We laughed for ages afterwards when she explained that she thought these boys were ever so polite for waving at her non-stop. See, moving hands, or branches in this case, can be a very welcoming thing. Back to my hovering blur, or, as the fully sighted would say, the ophthalmologist on the chair. There I sat in this man's office, listening to his voice change to a sympathetic tone, which I presumed was meant for me. The words that floated out of his mouth drifted towards my ever-vigilant ears and began sending alien messages to my brain. These sympathetic messages were those I'd heard many times before from the sighted world, but never really paid attention to. They were not welcome and did not belong to my psyche. Messages of sympathetic loss, which I really didn't get. Messages of pitiful vulnerability and the challenging adaptations that would be required, and that I needed to be fixed by possible future operations if I were to have a chance to live in a normal manner. I heard all these words, but did not accept them. I could understand why this lovely, kind man was telling me all this, but the truth within me didn't need to hear recycled platitudes. I was fine as I was. Being partially sighted from birth really does give you an advantage in the resilience and problem-solving field. When you constantly use your other senses to support your lack of vision, there's never a time that fear of the unknown can ever enter your mind. You live in the unknown day in, day out, so when I was told that the little sight I had was rapidly decreasing, there was no need for fear. The ophthalmologist's well-intended words did not scare me, because I had then, and have now, enough tools in my toolbox of life to know that everything will be okay just as it is. We're never given anything in this life that we can't cope with, and we're always where we're meant to be at exactly the right time. I truly believe that.